All right, Kieran, a comfortable win in the end. I'm sure you're happy to get up and running.
Aye, look, you know yourself, every first championship game you go in, you're unknown where you're at. So, look, there was a lot of positives. I thought we finished the second half. The second half was particularly good for us in terms of some of our scores and our execution. But, look, Ed Rua had enough in the first half. They were causing bother as well. So we knew we had to be on it going into the game. But, no, pleasing and a lot of good performances.
Yeah, and you racked up a big score as well. It's hard to pick holes in that performance and the scoreline in the end.
Yeah, look, we were definitely more ruthless in the second half. We felt in the first half we left a lot of easy scores behind us, you know, and when we built our play well and shots that we probably normally should take. But very wary of Ed Rua coming into it. You know, they've been the highest goal scorers in the league, yeah. You know, and they've enough about them in intricacy and angles and, you know, even cuts in behind the first half got us in trouble a couple of times. But no, I thought once we start dominating around the middle and we move the ball that bit faster, you know, we started to get into our groove.
Yeah, and very impressive performance from your team individually. Shane O'Donnell at centre half forward, the amount of attacking play that he was involved in. He didn't actually get on the score sheet himself, I don't think, but he set up so many scores.
Yeah, look, Shane is that quality, there's no doubt, and he probably glides across the ground at times when he carries the ball. So no, he's a big player for us. But I thought as well as him, Conor O'Donnell Duck was excellent, and a couple of our newer, younger lads, Noah and Josh, and yeah. I thought James Kelly put in a great performance for us as well,
and got two goals
as well. Yeah. So, but no, the likes of Shane and Kieran Moore and those players are natural leaders. Sean and Owen for us going back from the county, and it takes it all.
Listen, you have got Sean McCool's next week. It's a relentless run of games, isn't it? I think it's four weekends in a row, so you've got to just look after your players as well and make sure you get through these games without picking up any problems or injuries.
I think that's the key, you know, and there's been a lot of injuries for us throughout the league, you know, but we seem to be getting a full clean bill of health now at the minute. But it's hot and heavy, it is, but that's what you want, you know. Yeah. And look, we think we have developed a good enough squad to be fit to cope with that load, so no, we're just looking forward to it. The players sort of want that too, you know, game on game, because you've trained a long time from the start of January, February. Yeah. So this is the time now you want to be playing football and training.